States today. U.S. President Joe Biden took office.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Ord Khitri, Professor Ord Khitri, University of Arizona Law School, a fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing in the Wall Street Journal about the not one but two cases brought before the International Court of Justice by various players against Israel. The first, South Africa against Israel, accusing genocide. The second, UN General Assembly, accusing Israel of illegal occupation of East Jerusalem and the West Bank. Ord Khitri explains how this came about. This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Ord Khitri of the University of Arizona Law School, a fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, explaining how Israel is now charged twice before the International Court of Justice, once by South Africa, the word genocide is used, once by the General Assembly, the word occupation is used. Here's the professor to explain. What we're looking at right now is two examples of lawfare. Ord Khitri.
So yes, Israel is in fact facing two cases right now at the International Court of Justice. One was that South African case, which is alleging that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. It's a false allegation, but obviously it's generated some proceedings. And the other case was brought by a vote of the UN General Assembly, and it alleges that Israel's occupation of the West Bank and East Jerusalem is now illegal, and that international law requires Israel to immediately and unconditionally withdraw from the West Bank and East Jerusalem, regardless of the risk to Israeli security.
More of this later.